Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Welcome back to Green Medicine Radio. And besides, about that announcement, I'm not sharing any secrets. I'm sharing stuff that's been known for years, just not used by people who are educated in how to do patent medicines and nothing else. Anyway, I'm going to repeat something you heard from last week, but may do somebody some good. Do you have a child who suffers from asthma? Why not eliminate that asthma? If the outcome is the same as it's been at Tahoma Clinic since the 1970s, over 80% will be cured. I'm not kidding. And usually within a month or two. No more asthma. Since the Tahoma Clinic Foundation is funding this, no kidding, the Tahoma Clinic Foundation received a grant and we're funding this, and there will be no charge for your child's doctor visits, even if you come along, no charge. And no charge for the safe, entirely natural treatment materials which parents can learn to use at home. And speaking of the treatment, it isn't a secret. I first learned about it in a 1947 publication. So, why are we offering this asthma treatment paid for by the foundation? Because it seems to us that more and more of us, as well as a small but growing group of mainstream physicians and medical journals, are actually taking more of a look at safe natural remedies. Imagine that. So we think that this may be a good time to gather and treat a group of asthmatic children. And if the outcome's the same as it's been at the Tahoma Clinic since the 1970s, like I mentioned, over 80% will be cured. I am not kidding. Yes, my son was the first to be cured after I spent a whole heck of a lot of time in the University of Washington Library learning how to do it. Now, likely we'll get enough safe, effective treatments to possibly convince a medical journal to publish it. If you'd like your child's asthma to be eliminated with a safe, effective, do-it-at-home treatment, did I say do-it-at-home? Yes, I did. It will be paid for by the foundation. Okay, well, I got to cover this one, too, besides the asthma. Listeners to Green Medicine Radio and readers of Green Medicine Newsletter have likely read and heard about what's next before, so I'm sorry I'm repeating it. But hopefully there's a few listeners who haven't read and or heard about this life-saving strategy. And also, I've been hearing stuff on the radio about how this is terribly needed right now. Yep, well, the 2020 American Heart Association website tells us that in 2017, and why it was 2017 they're reporting on, I don't know. But anyway, in 2017, there were 365,914 heart attacks in these United States. Heart attack was and still is the number one cause of death, at least in these United States. That same 2020 website tells us that someone in the U.S. has a stroke every 40 seconds on average. Good grief. But what if you could reduce your risk of heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular disease by 45 to 88% with one very simple action? I am not kidding. You know that. That 88% number comes directly from solid research. That was in Finland. And in that research, 2,862 men ages 42 to 60 were observed for an average of 9 years. Of the 153 men who donated blood, only one had a heart attack during those 9 years, as compared with 12.5%. Now, one out of 153 is 0.7%. And 316 of 2,529 is 12.5% who did have heart attacks and did not donate blood. After all the usual research adjustment, the men who donated blood had 88% less risk of acute myocardial infarction as compared with the men who didn't donate blood. I think that's significant, don't you? Now, that's great for men, but what about women? Well, between menarche and menopause, as everybody knows, women have blood loss every month. They don't need to donate blood. And in menstruating women not taking birth control pills, heart attacks and strokes hardly ever happen, if at all. According to one study, a rise in coronary heart disease incidence after menopause and a dramatic increase in the severity of the disease are noted in a cohort, that means a group, of 2,873 women who were followed for 24 years. No postmenopausal women developed a myocardial infarction or died of heart disease if they donated blood. Such events were common in postmenopausal women. Now, once that monthly blood loss ceases, a woman's risk of heart attack becomes just as high as men within a decade or so, and very specifically, for sure, by age 65. Thicker blood is more abrasive blood. More abrasive blood can cause inflammation inside of arteries. And if a woman starts losing blood on a monthly basis, excuse me, her blood gets as thick as men. Ladies, you don't want to be thick as us men are. You know that. Yeah. More abrasive blood causes inflammation inside the arteries. The still overlooked cause of atherosclerosis is overlooked. No kidding. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, sclerosis means hardening of the tissues. Atherosclerosis means fatty deposits in those areas. Atherosclerosis means deposits of fat, specifically cholesterol, which did not cause the problem. What caused the problem is the inflammation caused by thick blood, and the cholesterol is simply the paste over the damaged wall of the artery. Now, I'm not kidding. Yep. Despite all the talk and advertising about cholesterol, despite all the publicity about smoking, obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure, and despite excellent documentation, which is really important, it appears that the entirely overlooked cause of atherosclerosis is the way that the blood itself flows within the arteries. Think for a moment. If your blood is thick and sticky, is it going to flow as long as easily in your arteries and veins as blood is that is thinner and less sticky? Does tomato paste flow as easily as tomato juice? Of course not. Even with all other possible risk factors for the development of cardiovascular disease, direct measurement of the blood's ability to flow is arguably the most important and far away the most overlooked. Numerous studies have been done to demonstrate the relationship of blood thickness, that means, and viscosity is another word for that, to the development of atherosclerosis. Here comes another study. Researchers assessed 26 men with extensive heart disease and 25 healthy controls without heart disease between the ages of 30 and 55. Those with extensive heart disease showed a much higher blood thickness, otherwise known as viscosity, than those who had little to no disease process. The difference could not be attributed to other patient history. The study suggested a strong association between coronary artery disease and increased blood thickness. Now, in the Edinburgh Artery Study, yes, that's what it's called, over 1,100 men and women between 60 and 80 years of age were assessed to determine the relationship between factors associated with atherosclerosis and angina, you know, pain in the heart from blood vessels where the blood can't get through. They looked at variables including the ability of blood cells to stick together and compared these results to, quote, controls, unquote. The study results suggested that blood thickness played a part in the development of early atherosclerosis. Blood viscosity is a direct measurement of the blood's resistance to flow. It affects not only how hard the heart has to work to circulate the blood, but also the level of stress and strain, injury, and inflammation that thick blood causes to the arteries. When the inside of the arteries, which are called the endothelial areas, gets inflamed, inflammatory cells migrate into those areas to repair the damage. One fairly accurate way to describe the accumulation and hardening of cholesterol within arteries is to say, or write, that cholesterol is the plaster used to repair the inflamed and damaged walls of the arteries. Very likely, a small amount of plaster, that's the cholesterol, inside the arteries is minimally harmful, but if abrasion and inflammation damage and more cholesterol repair that damage, repair is in quotes here, ultimately blood can't flow through that artery. A heart attack is one of the results of lack of blood flow. I'm not kidding, folks. Apologies for the repetition, but it's a very important point overlooked by mainstream medicine for at least 40 years. Did your mainstream doc ever tell you to go donate blood to reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke? I bet not. Can't put a patent on donating blood, can we? It's been overlooked for all that long. If blood remains too thick, the lining of the blood vessels incurs more and more damage. The flexibility and elasticity of the arteries decreases, and actual arteriosclerosis, heart in the arteries, begins. Yep. As the blood vessel walls thicken because of repairing the damage from thick blood, the ability of the heart to pump the blood effectively decreases even further. Now, all this was described in a book published in 1980 by Dr. Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y. Yeah, he's a cardiologist. He told us how to prevent heart attacks and strokes. Oh, but we can't put a patent on it, so we can't tell you about it, can we? Come on, folks. Particularly if you're adults and men of all ages, adult ages, that is, and women postmenopausal, donate blood. You'll be doing yourself some good by doing and doing someone else some good, too, which is better than any politician's promise. How often you might need to donate blood, or if you need to reduce the risk, can be determined by blood viscosity testing, which, of course, is done at Meridian Valley Laboratory, where I jumped up and down and insisted they do blood viscosity testing, and they do. If for whatever reason donating blood isn't for you, one other relatively certain way to reduce blood viscosity is to take fish oil, of course, along with vitamin E, as mixed tocopherols, which prevents damage from oxidized lipids. In the early years of research with fish oil, it was determined that if an adult took, and I'm not going to do this, but it was what was determined, if an adult took 6 tablespoons daily, there would be serious risk of bleeding out from even small cuts unless a very strong bandage was applied. It's very, very likely that this is another rare circumstance in which blood viscosity testing would find the blood too thin. How much fish oil you personally need to normalize your blood viscosity can be determined with the whole blood viscosity testing. Now, if the decision is to go the fish oil route instead of blood donation to lower cardiovascular risk, make sure to read the article in the 2020 Green Medicine Newsletter, forget which month, it was July, called Gender-Specific Effects of DHA and EPA, which are two of the omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil. And you know what? There's a different response to those two omega-3 fatty acids between men and women. So if you're going to be using fish oil instead of donating blood, please read that article and get the fish oil that's specific for men or for women, depending. Knowing your blood viscosity can provide you with a good diagnostic evaluation of the efficiency and health of your cardiovascular system. Whether you're already diagnosed with atherosclerosis or not, knowledge of your blood viscosity will allow you and your doctor to make significant treatment decisions toward improving your quality of life and health outcome. And remember, it's not about just the health of your cardiovascular system. It's also about the ability to deliver nutrients to all of the tissues. The higher the blood viscosity, the less nutrient delivery. And the less oxygen transported from the lungs upstream. After reading research about the importance of controlling blood viscosity to significantly reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes, and to properly deliver nutrients through the body, it appeared obvious that a laboratory test for blood viscosity would be very helpful to monitor this. So, that's why I say I jumped up and down and made sure that Meridian Valley is doing it. That's no kidding. Okay. Meridian Valley Laboratories, you can contact them at 1-855-405-3878. If you find out your blood is too viscous, you can cut your risk of heart attack and ischemic, which means insufficient blood flow, by up to 80%. Ischemic stroke, that was. Simply by donating blood. Wow! Just donate blood! Cut your risk of heart attack and stroke dramatically. Okay, let's go back to asthma here. Tahoma Clinic Foundation is offering to fund, at no charge for doctor visits, no charge for the safe, entirely effective treatment materials which parents can learn to use at home. And at Tahoma Clinic, our results are that 80% of the kids, their asthma's gone within a couple months. If it starts to come back, you can chase it away again. Yeah! Call Tahoma Clinic at 206-812-9988. 206-812-9988 for appointments, and we'll help you get rid of your kids' asthma.
I conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17-ounce beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference, and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I'm afraid so. Tis me. Well, Teresa's called us from Colorado, and yes, we'll get to everybody else, too, who's patiently waiting, because we're not too close to the end of the program. So anyway, let me shut up and listen to Teresa. Hi, Teresa, what's on your mind? Is Teresa there? Oops. Let's see. Maybe Teresa's not there. Hello?
I tried okay. to get Teresa here, but we can move on to one of our other callers if you'd like, Dr. Wright.
Yep. Well, just hang in there, Teresa. We'll try to get back to you. Can't hear you right now. Let's try Susan. Hi, Susan. Hello? Okay, let's see. After Teresa and Susan, we got Jim. Is Jim available anywhere? Hello? Must be some problem someplace. I'm very sorry, folks. Thought we had all the problems fixed, but apparently not. So let's try the other person who's called us, Bruce. Y'all there, Bruce? Okay, seems Bruce isn't there either. All right, well, Board Op has kindly written what the concerns are, so I'll just go over them. I'm very sorry, folks, that we can't get you so you can speak, quote, over the air, unquote, to me and to everybody else. But what says Teresa was calling about was stomach acid and rebuilding the lining of the stomach. Okay. Well, needing supplemental stomach acid is something that's going to happen to all of us. And I'm not kidding. That's according to a Mayo Clinic study, and we can believe them if you can't believe me, published in 1932. That's what I mean by ignoring things for nearly a century. And what that did was to report on over 3,000 people who had their, and these are all adults, who had had their stomach acid pumped out. And what they found was by the time everybody got to be age 60, and by the way, I won't tell you all the details. They're available in Green Medicine Newsletter under the title of Gastropause, which is just like menopause, except it's a pause in the stomach that happens to all of us if we live long enough. Pause in making stomach acid. And the reason that's so important to get after that is without enough acid in there, guess what? We're not going to digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner properly. We may think we're digesting them, but we don't. Anyway, some people try taking hydrochloric acid pepsin, which in the health food stores is called betaine hydrochloride. Betaine hydrochloride, it's a 650 milligram capsule from most companies. And they try taking that and slowly building the quantity upward towards, oh, 3 or 4 with smaller meals and 4 to 6 with larger meals. But they can't do that because they take more than one. They take 2 and their stomach lining starts hurting. Well, that's kind of the same thing that happens to a few women after menopause. Sex didn't hurt before, but it sure does now. And, of course, as she applies her hormones prescribed by her doctor in the right locations, why, it slowly gets better and things don't hurt so much anymore. Well, that stomach lining can deteriorate that way, too. And obviously nobody has sex with their stomach, but it does hurt taking extra hydrochloric acid for a few of us. So what do? Well, you get in touch with Tahoma Dispensary. Now, Tahoma Dispensary, one just puts in Tahoma Dispensary into your search engine, and up comes the phone number. What do you know about that? And you call them and say, would you please send me via email or by postal service, or lack thereof, depending on your area, please send me your stomach lining rebuilding protocol. Now, all it is an electronic document or a piece of paper that lists all the things that will help you rebuild your stomach lining. Yup. And so you follow that for a couple of months, and what do you know? Taking hydrochloric acid pepsin with meals no longer hurts, usually no longer at all. So about 60 days, and we can rebuild that stomach lining. So I hope that answers what your question might have been, Teresa, had you had the capability of asking it yourself. I'm very sorry you didn't, but very fortunately, our board operator wrote that down so I could at least answer it. Okay, so let's see here. Says the next person that called in, who I probably can't hear, I don't know what's going on here, is Susan, who called us from not Colorado, but Auburn, Washington, about silent reflux disease. Now, I assume that means something like acid reflux from the stomach that doesn't hurt. It's never noisy, so I'm not quite sure what silent means. But can we have acid reflux from the stomach that doesn't hurt? That's pretty doggone unusual, but I suspect a few people might. I haven't run into that yet, but it might be possible. And I'm not sure how it would manifest, but basically if it's refluxing means going backwards from the stomach into the esophagus, we don't have enough stomach acid. I am not kidding you, folks. This is proven, I do mean proven, by a researcher over in the UK. Oh, yeah, about 20, 30 years ago, here we go again with not secrets, things that are published. They're not secret, but you can't put a patent on them, so nobody pays any attention, in mainstream medicine anyway. Okay, and what this guy did, very smart guy, he got himself a swab with which he could reach the sphincter muscle, the muscle that opens and closes to allow the food into the stomach, and if there's too much acid, it allows it to come back out of the stomach. What do you know? Yeah. But anyway, he got himself a swab. And what he found is the stronger the acid he put on that swab, the more that gateway closed. Now, that just makes sense. We would want to close the gateway between the esophagus and the stomach if we got a bunch of acid in there, wouldn't we? He also found that if he used a mild acidity on that sphincter muscle, the gastroesophageal sphincter, what he found was, yeah, it closed sort of, but it didn't close all the way. So the stronger the acid, the more that valve closes, and the weaker the acid, the more likely we are to have the acid come back through to the esophagus. That's just facts of life, folks. Nothing we can do about it. So when we know we're refluxing, we better start taking a bit of hydrochloric acid pepsin. Check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about that. And one thing I don't want to forget to mention is the same cells that make stomach acid are supposed to make a factor that is totally 100% necessary for grabbing onto vitamin B12 and pulling it into our bodies. And guess what? If we're not making enough acid, we don't make enough of that factor, which somebody decided to name intrinsic factor rather than just vitamin B12 absorption factor, which it should be called. So that's why the most common injection in all the nursing homes is vitamin B12. Those people are to the age where their stomachs aren't making much acid anymore. And so the same cells that are supposed to make that acid are supposed to make this stuff to grab onto vitamin B12 and pull it into the body, and they can't do that either. And so that's why B12 shots are commonly used, most in nursing homes compared to anywhere else. Okay, I should shut up about that and go on here to Jim. Okay, if I'm reading this correctly, it says something about ear infections and restless leg syndrome and probably psoriasis. So let's start with the psoriasis, because Dr. Smith taught us all how to get rid of it in the 1990s. Yep, and we're still not doing that. What he found is that when people, this is Stephen Smith, by the way, when people had psoriasis in Europe, they tended to go to the Black Sea in Israel because their psoriasis got better. So he checked on the water in the Black Sea and found that it was relatively high in something called bromide, which is a mineral in the same family, bromine, that is, as iodine. And anyway, the same, look on the periodic table, you'll find iodine and bromide and sodium and potassium and so forth, all in the same family. Okay, it was high in bromide. So could bromide have anything to do with this? Well, you know, he kept on researching, he found it could. Because what he found is that people who have psoriasis, nearly 100% of them have Helicobacter pylori in their stomachs and perhaps in the rest of their intestines too. And Helicobacter pylori is known to be something that causes gastric ulcers, and it can even, some species of it, cause gastric cancers. But Helicobacter pylori is very dependent on nickel, of all things, the mineral nickel. It loves nickel. So he made a tablet called nickel dibromide. It's nickel with two bromides on it. And what do you know, when people swallow that, it kills their Helicobacter. I'm not kidding. It kills their Helicobacter. And their psoriasis goes away. Because psoriasis is nothing more than an autoimmune reaction to Helicobacter pylori. Oy vey, or oy and vey, whichever it may be. Okay. Now let's get over here to ear infections. If a person, and this is still from Jim, I think, if a person has common ear infections, they're usually allergic to a whole variety of things that they're eating. Sometimes it's only a few things. Milk and dairy is the biggie for most of us. And if we just find out what foods we're allergic to, what do you know? We quit having ear infections. I even learned from the head of the Department of Pediatrics at Johns Hopkins University, no less, that in kids who keep getting strep throats, just give up the milk and dairy and they'll never get a strep throat again. I learned that nearly 40 years ago. I passed that along to parents of kids who kept getting strep throat and other strep infections, and they quit getting them. Imagine that. Johns Hopkins University. Okay, you can hear that it's time for me to shut up. And so after the break, I'll get over to Bruce, and there's nobody else waiting. So unless you want to listen to me carry on and on and on, please give us a call. We'll be right back.
T-Builder? T-Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of T-Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. T-Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to tahomadispensary.com. That's tahomadispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder. The formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get to hear any of you directly, which is kind of weird. First time since 2010 that's happened. But we do have Eric, a question or two from him, and Susan. Eric from Tacoma, Susan from Florida. So, let's start with a question that's written here from Eric. And my apologies, Eric and Susan. I should be able to listen to you and we could interact, as it were. But it doesn't seem possible today. So, anyway, it's written here. Urologist says bladder is not emptying completely. Okay. Well, you see, when the bladder empties, something has to relax, doesn't it, to allow the urine to get through. Something has to relax. It's called a sphincter muscle. We have one of those elsewhere in the body, too. We all know that. It's just not relaxing properly. Now, when muscle doesn't relax properly, folks, almost always, I won't guarantee you that it's every single time or even every dual time, but almost always when muscle doesn't relax properly anywhere in the body, whatever it may be, there's insufficient magnesium inside the cells. Now, the reason I made a point of inside the cells is that magnesium is a mineral that loves being inside of cells where it promotes relaxation of muscle, particularly, let's take artery, which is muscle. Let's take that part of the bladder through which we urinate. That's muscle. It promotes relaxation of muscle. And there is something like 12 parts magnesium inside the cell for every one part that's in the circulation, which is why hardly anybody ever does a blood test for magnesium, because most of it is inside the cells, not inside the bloodstream. Okay, so if a person really wants a test to prove this, there's an outfit with whom I am not connected at all in Oregon that you can contact by putting in all the W's and then EXATEST.com. That's all there is to it. All the W's and EXATEST.com. They'll send you a little kit. You can even do it without a note from your mother or your doctor. And you take a little scrape from inside the cheek as if you were doing a DNA test on yourself, and you send it off to Exatest, and they will tell you whether you have plenty of magnesium inside your cells or whether you don't, which is very likely to be the case that you don't. Okay, then what do? Take magnesium? Uh-uh. That was proven not to work. First with experimental animals, and then I read that research with experimental animals and applied it to humans, and you know what? It's the same. Anyway, taking magnesium won't work, folks. What the researchers found is that they had to put a bunch of magnesium to a syringe and just absolutely shove it intravenously, because that way it forced its entry inside the cells. If you just did an IV drip of the magnesium, that wouldn't work. It had to be shoved in. They called it a rapid magnesium intravenous push. And when we get one of those, oy vey, we get all hot and sweaty, so we better wear our gym clothes to the doctor or nurse that's going to do this for you. Minimum, you'll get all hot and hot. A lot of people get sweaty. What that does is it forces the magnesium into the cells. Well, how come I haven't been having to do that since I was a kid? Because there's an as-yet unidentified but named mechanism called a magnesium transporter that somehow knows how to take magnesium into the cells. It's part of the cell's apparatus. But if our magnesium gets low enough, the transporter quits working. And now we have to have this so-called rapid intravenous push, and we usually have to repeat that two or three times a week for a couple of weeks. And now we have enough intracellular magnesium, and the muscle will relax, including sphincter muscle will relax, and things can empty completely better. No kidding. So, Eric, work with your doc, who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, to get this done, the rapid magnesium IV push. Of course, we have lots of experience with it at Tahoma Clinic. But if you have a doctor who also knows how to do rapid magnesium IV pushes, why not do it there? You bet. And that's probably why it's not emptying completely, sir, because of low intracellular magnesium. And if you want to, get in touch with the Exatest people. I don't work for them. They don't pay me anything. And find out if you got low intracellular magnesium. Okay. Well, I should shut up on that topic and go over here to, I can't go to Florida from here, but I can answer Susan's question. And I'm sorry, everybody, that we can't talk back and forth and fifth and sixth with each other. But very fortunately, our board operator is quite capable of putting the questions in front of me on this good old computer screen. And what it says here is gastritis. And if you have less stomach acid, why take something that removes more acid? I don't know. That has puzzled me for years. All this acid-blocking medication that's given when people have acid reflux because they don't have enough acid. That is so, there's no word for it other than stupid. Oh, there's another word for it. It's so patentable. All those things that block stomach acid, indeed, because they block it completely, we're not going to have any reflux of acid. It can't. Reflux is not there, are we? Can we? No, but what they're also going to do is cause all kinds of problems. Those patent medications that stop our stomachs from making any acid, yeah, sure, they may get rid of reflux, which was caused by too much acid, not too little. I'm sorry. Was caused by too little, not too much. I said that wrong. I did. It's too little acid that leads to reflux, not too much. Too much just closes that valve, so the stomach doesn't make any more. All right. So, Cognitive decline is one of the things that's a greater risk if you take a stomach acid blocker. And there's a bunch of other things, too, that are, I'd have to look them up on my computer. There's so many bad things that are caused by stomach blockers. We don't want to take those, but they're all patentable. And that's what mainstream medications, mainstream physicians have been taught in medical school. And why they don't go any further to find out they're doing the wrong thing and causing people all kinds of potential adverse effects, I got no clue. I really don't. So you shouldn't at all ever take acid blockers. They ruin the digestion because the way nature designed us all is to have lots of acid to digest things with. And if we don't have it, our digestion doesn't work right. And going back to Mayo Clinic in 1932, they found that after a decade, there were actually fewer people than there were at age 60 with low stomach acid. And their explanation put into English is those people who didn't have enough stomach acid had died because of poor digestion, not being able to maintain their bodies. You shut the door to anything you need to repair your house with. Excuse me, that house is going to fall down quicker than if you keep the door so it opens. Okay, so let's see. I'm told that perhaps I can listen to Bruce, so let's see if I can listen to Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear. Bruce! Oh, hello, Bruce! Yay, you got through!
All right. Well, sometimes things do work out.
Occasionally, yes.
I had a question about asthma, whether the same treatment works for children and adults.
Yes, sir. It works over 80% of the time.
Okay. And I was wondering what that treatment was. This is a friend of ours who's in his upper 60s who has had problems with asthma. As a matter of fact, had to go into the ER, I guess, within the month or so. And we had him try Yamoa powder. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. But
no, sir. Thank you.
It's worked with some other people, but it apparently did nothing for him. And that's why I was wondering what treatment you knew of for asthma that might help.
Absolutely, sir. And I've also known it for years, and it works very well. Over 80% of people get rid of their asthma. If it starts to come back, they just get rid of it again and keep getting rid of it until it stays away, sir. And it's really pretty blinking simple. I learned it from some 1940s and early 1950s publications about it. What were they doing? They were treating people with nothing more than vitamin B12 injections. And guess what, sir? Nobody ever OD'd or even had a serious side effect from vitamin B12 injections. Now, why couldn't they swallow the B12? Excuse me, if your stomach acid is low, and nearly everybody with asthma has low stomach acid, according to Dr. George Bray from the Hospital for Asthmatic and Otherwise Ill Children in the UK. He did some stomach pumping like the good old Mayo Clinic published in 1932, and what he found is that over 80% of asthmatic kids, and he didn't work with adults because this was in a hospital for children. Over 80% of asthmatic kids had low stomach acid. Now, how do you have low stomach acid when you happen to be a kid? That's easy, by being allergic to milk. That's one of the main things that will knock out your stomach's ability, if you're allergic to it, to make hydrochloric acid. And remember, the same cells that make hydrochloric acid make the vitamin B12 combining factor, which is called intrinsic factor. It should be called the vitamin B12 absorption factor, excuse me. And that's why we have to take the shots. You can swallow all the pills you want to, but if your stomach isn't working, they're not making the factor that's necessary to pull it into your body, and it won't work. So let me tell you about a fellow who came to the clinic, earlier in 2020. Poor guy, he's in a wheelchair. He's not looking good at all. He's wheezing. Somebody has to push his wheelchair, of course. So what we do? Well, he was in tough shape. So, over in the IV room, we had him take 10 cc's. That's a bunch of B12, but it never hurt anybody. We had him take 10 cc's IV thrice weekly for 2 weeks. And I didn't see him till the end of a month had gone by. And he came in walking upright and looked entirely different. And he told me, and so did his wife, that mentally he was also functioning a lot better too, because B12 can do a lot for mental And I see that it's part of what was written down for you before is about panic attacks. And, you know, the B12 is a good chance of clearing the asthma as well as clearing the panic attacks.
Oh, the B12?
Yes, sir, but it has to be injected now. And you can inject it at home. It's that safe.
And how much would have to be injected if it took, you know, 10 cc's IV?
For this guy, well, it took 10 cc's because I know it's so safe, and this guy was in really tough shape. Ordinarily, for adults, we'd go with 2 or 3 cc's a day until the asthma goes away, back off a little bit if the asthma comes back, goes back, and just adjust it, and sooner or later, we will hardly need the B12 nearly as often.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, sir. Pass it along. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, I see nobody else has called in, so if you've got any questions, and hopefully you can talk to me like Bruce did and nobody else could, then we can try to answer them before the end of the program.
If you're looking for relief from stress or digestive issues, call Dr. Magoon of the Tahoma Clinic.
We all fear what we don't know, and trying new things can be scary. But it's important to be willing to make the changes. Like when it comes to food allergies, people are reluctant to move away from their comfort foods, even though that could be the source of their troubles. It's my job to support them through that transition. I see a lot of people with digestive issues, gas, bloating, acid reflux, and recently we've seen an increase in stress and anxiety, and I've been able to help people get relief from that as well. Don't give up hope. We have so many options available to help you feel better. And I'm part of a team of doctors with over 100 years of experience, and we can help you. I do my best to look beyond the medical chart and listen to what the person has to say. And hopefully, I can motivate people to make positive changes in their lives.
If you're ready for a positive change, call Dr. Magoon, 206-812-9988, 206-812-9988, at tahomaclinic.com.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit meridianvalleylab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at meridianvalleylab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Okay, well, we'll get back to listening and hopefully talking with people. Susan, calling us from Auburn about silent reflux disease. Are you there, ma'am?
I am. I finally got connected.
Can Hooray! You hear me? Yep, I can hear you.
Hey, I've been a patient of your clinic for 35 years, and I take lots of HCL, 8 to 10 with a meal. And I've had laryngitis for a year. had an endoscopy, and my larynx is red, bumpy. I can't sing. I'm hoarse a lot of the time. What silent reflux is that doesn't just affect your esophagus. You don't have any pain. It goes all the way up into your back of your throat.
Oy vey.
And so mine's red and bumpy, and it doesn't close all the way. I used to be a soprano, believe it or not. But it's been that way for a year. Now, you say it's lack of stomach acid, but I was taking 8 to 10 with every meal, even a small meal.
Well, ma'am, did it hurt when you took that many? Did it hurt when you took that many?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Well, let me tell you as quickly as I can about a professor from Southern California who put together what he called a typical meal. And the typical meal was 6 ounces of beefsteak, a baked potato with butter in it, and green beans all on the plate there. And over here we have a glass of milk. He liked milk. It was 1948. But he also had people use a slice of bread and butter and 2 half peaches for dessert. And why it wasn't 1 whole peach, I have no clue. There's your typical meal. Now, he put that into a blender, and he liquefied it, because remember, all that milk liquefies the whole thing. And then he started dropping hydrochloric acid into it to see how much hydrochloric acid it took to bring it down to what the pH should be, the acid-alkaline balance, at the end of digesting a meal. And, ma'am, I am not kidding you. It took 32 capsules. I am not kidding at all to get that meal digested. Now, many of us don't want to take 32 capsules with one meal, and I don't either. So I work with people to take less than that and still get the digestion job done. And how can we do that? That's pretty simple. Uh-huh. We have people turn in a piece of hair to the laboratory. It gets analyzed for all the different elements, sodium, potassium, copper, zinc, et cetera, et cetera. Then we have them take whatever the maximum amount of hydrochloric acid is that they're comfortable with each meal that doesn't bother them any. And we give it about 30 to 60 days and do another hair mineral analysis. And if the silly thing is getting better, the mineral content is better, then we know that's enough for that one person. So we can individualize this, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, the UW doc said, oh, you need the proton pump inhibitors. No way.
No way is right.
I got the gastric protocol from Tawny.
Yay.
Is that still good to take to help? And then I got the Refluxin as well. Is that still okay if I increase my HCL just to keep that from?
Yes, ma'am, because remember, you only take the Refluxin after you're done with eating, yes, and then the acid's been in there. Yes. And so then you can block any reflux with the Refluxin, which is entirely natural. It's actually good for us, and it keeps things from refluxing.
I know. Refluxing. It looks pretty great.
Yeah,
and I just started that. Can I take like 2 of them or something? One,
sure.
It doesn't seem like a lot, but I don't
but
know.
Only if it's after the meal. It has to be when you're completely done.
Yes, I did it after. And then
there you go.
Glutamine before bed, and I've got the zinc L-carnosine. I've got a pure encapsulation formula with DGL, slippery elm, and all of that. And I'm doing aloe vera juice. So then I not worry about my HCL because I have never had heartburn in my whole life or any pain in my stomach from taking HCL or being pregnant or anything.
That is unique,
and
but it does happen occasionally.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I was told I needed that, and it's helped me a lot. And that's why I'm kind of – so you think, Bobby, the sphincter from too little acid is probably not working right. That's why having it come –
That's right, ma'am. Too little acid. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're taking B12 shots, too? Everybody who needs hydrochloric acid should be giving themselves B12 shots. Good. Good for you.
Yeah, I've done those for 20 years from your clinic or so. And bioidentical hormones. And I donate blood, too.
Yay! You're trying to stay healthy or something. Yep, you're trying to stay healthy.
I'm doing pretty good, actually, except for this laryngitis. So, hey, I'm going to go back to my normal amount of HCL. Tawny told me that you tell most women to take 3 through 7. But, I mean, I can take 8 or 10 at just a snack and never have any pain.
And so remember what that professor from Southern California taught us. You're nowhere close to his level.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to go for it then.
Okay, ma'am, and get in touch with your doctor, Tom Clinic, if you need to.
Okay, I'll talk with Dr. Sherman and make an appointment.
Yay,
with my doc.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye to you, and thank glad you got through. And last person we appear to have here is Elizabeth. What's going on, Elizabeth? Oops, can't hear Elizabeth.
Question. She wanted to stay off the lines there, but she was asking her question there, Doctor, right?
I'm informed that you want to stay off the line, which I can certainly understand, Elizabeth, spreading our health stuff through the airwaves, etc. Anyway, it says here, blood clotting disorder, keep getting bronchitis, think about taking a natural estrogen. Of course you can't take the synthetic one, ma'am. Those synthetic estrogens, either from horse estrogen or they're molecules that are never found on the planet, one or the other, and they're both very bad for us, and even the AMA Journal has told us that. I couldn't believe it when they told us they were bad for us. They can cause blood clots. Excuse me, we don't really need that. So anyway, can you take a natural estrogen? Yes, you can, if it is limited to the amount that would be normally found within a woman's body. That's the key thing. Have to get it measured where you are now and after. And then the other thing, of course, about blood clotting disorders is considering, and estrogen doesn't stop those, but what can stop them, ma'am, is fish oil. And what those researchers found is that for women, it's the DHA component of fish oil that keeps the platelets from clotting so easily, keeps them more slippery so they don't clot so easily. And that's for women. And for men, it's the EPA fraction. So if you've got a blood clotting disorder, get yourself some fish oil that's higher in DHA than EPA, and that'll make the platelets more slippery and they won't clot so easy. How much of it? Well, I'd be talking to my doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, but usually one or two tablespoons will do the job, and the clotting disorder just kind of fades away because the blood can't clot as easy. Okay, you keep getting bronchitis. Now, that tells me something, too, and what that tells me is you probably got allergies, ma'am, and I know we think about bronchitis being only from inhaled allergies, but excuse me, I worked with a fellow who's head of a gardening crew, went around people's houses, did gardening and landscaping and stuff, and he had in the springtime, particularly when there's all the stuff in the air, he kept getting bronchitis. Well, we checked him for food allergies, ma'am. He was quite allergic to milk and eggs. He quit eating them. And guess what? He had bronchitis rarely after that, because somehow the milk and eggs were setting up the terrain. And some famous European doc finally said to us, it's the terrain that's the problem. It's not what's attacking the terrain. It's the terrain can't handle it. So apparently the terrain was being made weak by the milk and eggs we were taking. So yes, work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and not just natural estrogen, natural progesterone, a little natural testosterone. They all have to be measured carefully. Women need testosterone, too, to keep their muscles going. Muscles are totally dependent on testosterone, and of all things, oxytocin. That also helps muscles to grow. So anyway, work with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Get yourself some fish oil. Talk to the doctor about it so your blood doesn't clot near as easy. And then, yeah, go on to the bioidentical hormone replacement. So there's much of an answer as I can give you in that time, ma'am. Thank you for calling.